invited these special guests into our studio right now to talk all about it with Tasha Barnes Griffin. Always great to see your smiling face. You're smiling even a little more than usual today. I love it.
It's Friday.
Friday matters, doesn't it? Absolutely. Dr. Kevin Woodgett, president of the Concerned Clergy of Muncie, also in studio. It's great to see your smiling face,
great to
too.
Be here.
I was sort of kissing up to Watasha there because she sent the email in the first place.
Well, that's okay.
With the Monday plan. And why don't we start with you, Watasha? Monday is going to be a busy day, and so many people come together for these great events to honor and hopefully help people to learn even more about the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
That's it. Thanks, Steve. It is. We look forward to Monday. We always say it's a day on, not a day off. And so with the Concerned Clergy of Muncie, we have a robust schedule for Monday for community. Everything that we're doing on Monday is completely free. And so, yeah, we're here to kind of share.
We start at 9 in the morning, I think, with the first events over at the Ball State L.A. Pittenger Student Center.
Yes, it's our annual breakfast that we combine with Ball State in collaboration with Ball State. We've done this breakfast for, oh my goodness, maybe 30 or 40 years.
Really? That
yes.
long? That's
yes.
great. That's great. Who will be speaking this year? Can we talk about some of the highlights of the event? Let's go there, why don't we?
Yes, so our keynote speaker for that breakfast is Minister Walisha Skay from Union Missionary Baptist Church. Our theme for the breakfast and the entire day is what is needed, power, love, and justice. And so Walisha will speak from that theme and give us her view and her versions and encourage us and keep us going throughout the morning. So, yeah, we look forward to hearing from her.
I also see there is a Motivate Our Minds event happening later in the morning as well. That's always a great subject to talk about and to learn about.
Yeah, so we want to prioritize our youth. You know, they know about Dr. King. They learn about him a little bit in school, and so it's important that our youth continue to understand the magnitude of Dr. King. And so K through 12 will have events at Motivate Our Minds in partnership with Precious Hearts. And so that's K through 5 will be at Motivate Our Minds in Whiteley, and they'll do a lot of character building activities, a lot of things about Dr. King. They'll have lunch and all the things that are provided by the blessing of the Concerned Clergy.
Yeah, in fact, let's go there next, the Concerned Clergy. As far as the overall mission of the Concerned Clergy, can you put that in kind of a broad explanation for our listeners? What's the group all about?
Well, the Concerned Clergy was established in 1984. A group of clergy came together to be a voice for those that have no voice, to challenge, but not only challenge, but to empower the people of our community to be able to continue to rise above with the economic, and we want to economically empower them, but we also want to give them knowledge and education. And so the Concerned Clergy has worked tirelessly to champion causes that rise in the Muncie community.
We're all better if we're together.
Yes.
Better together is a rhyme, but it's also a very true a statement as well. We're on WMUN's Delaware County Today. Steve Lindell with our guests talking about the Monday events in the city of Muncie area in collaboration with Ball State. And I assume, Watasha, a bunch of others involved, because to pull off this kind of length of a day-long celebration, it's a lot of work and a lot of organization.
It is a lot of work. And so under the direction and blessing of Dr. Woodgett, there is a committee of us that kind of work together to do some of this planning. And so it is a collaboration of people from different entities. It's a very diverse group. And he's given me the blessing to be able to kind of chair that committee, definitely for that morning planning of that breakfast. And so we have been working at this thing for some months, and we are ready for it to pull off.
I'm gonna go back to the schedule again, though. 11:30 is the start time for something called Youth Day. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
That is Representation Matters, and so that is with Juneteenth Muncie. So they will do some programming with our middle and high school students at the Boys and Girls Club Madison site. And so they will learn again about Dr. King. They will do things to recognize themselves and how they can be leaders in their community. And again, that is 11:30 to 4. Lunch is included, lots of volunteers, lots of activity, and for both the K through 12 and the middle and high school events, they have been sponsored by the clergy.
So. With Tasha Barnes Griffin, CEO of the YWCA Central Indiana, and also very instrumental with this and so many other great events that happen throughout the year. Dr. Woodgett, I'm going to go to you because I assume the 6 p.m. evening service, you will have some sort of a part in that. I'm assuming that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The evening service will begin at 6 p.m. We have put together, and it's actually standard to have our Martin Luther King Day choir. It has been a feature part of that evening service for many, many years. And so we have them, and also we'll have Bishop, one of our own clergy, Bishop Doug Sloss from True Vine Holiness here in Muncie, that will be our keynote speaker for that night.
Okay, I see Union Baptist Church, the location on that
absolutely.
One. Absolutely. And folks, that's the one at 1100 North Macedonia in Muncie. That's a 6 p.m. start, as was just mentioned. Watasha, final words from you, and I'll get to you too, Doctor, to wrap us up. But anything we haven't covered that you'd like the community to hear from your voice this morning?
Absolutely. So on tomorrow, Saturday, January 18th at 10 a.m. at Muncie Central High School, the MLK Dream Team, along with Muncie Community Schools, will honor 128 youth from Delaware County with the MLK Citizenship Awards. It is an amazing program. It's great to see the little kids excited about that. And so we'll kick off the weekend with that. And we want to also, on Monday, during the breakfast, we will honor the top seniors and their community and academic endeavors. And so, yeah, very robust events, and I'm excited.
Excellent. Last words to you, please.
Well, we just like everyone. I know it's going to be really cold.
But it's going to be warm inside
at all
of these events.
Yes, we just want everyone to wrap up, come out, and enjoy the festivities and the things that we have lined out. I promise you that you'll leave with a smile.
Smiling's good. Look at both of you smiling again. I love it. I love it. A couple of notes here for our listeners. As we've told you, as of yesterday, I think, the decision was made about the march outdoor walking cold. That part has been canceled because everyone's safety and so on and so forth. And as Watasha
everyone has a reason to smile.
That was me. As Watasha mentioned, the events we talked about this morning in concert with and cooperation of Ball State University. Ball State also celebrates Unity Week. And I've got that whole schedule in front of me. In fact, we'll cover that in our news and information during Unity Week as well, to make certain that the community can be involved with as many and maybe all of those great events as well. Watasha, great to see you. Thanks for the work you're doing in the community.
Likewise.
And Dr. Woodgett, very nice to see you as
Thank
well.
Thank you, sir.